You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Danny Wexelman with TR Sullivan, who covers the Rangers for MLB.com. TR, we've got about 2 weeks until pitchers and catchers report. How does that sentence make you feel?
Well, I'm sure every fan is excited to get this thing rolling, whether it's spring training or opening day. I think everybody's getting ready for the season to roll and see what everybody has and play some baseball.
All right. Vladimir Guerrero, first up for our podcast this week, going into the Hall of Fame as the first Angels player, but he had an extremely impactful year in Texas. Ron Washington mentioned all the contributions he made. TR, do you have a favorite story of Vladimir Guerrero?
Yes, I do, Danny. Vladimir Guerrero does not speak English well, so we had to use a translator, interpreter, however you want to term it, to interview him. And the people we used were the players. I remember Julio Borbón was one of the guys, Elvis Andrus. And I remember how excited and honored the players were to be his translator, how they like rushed over there to get the chance to translate whenever Guerrero talked to the media. It was just kind of, they felt like it was a special moment for them to be able to do something for Guerrero. And that just stood out to me all year, especially with a guy like Julio Borbón, who was a rookie that year, and he was multilingual and fluent in both, and he just loved being Guerrero's translator. That was just kind of the fun part of having Guerrero around here and seeing those young kids get a chance to translate for him.
And TR, when you saw that he chose the Angels, what did you think?
It's kind of interesting, the whole Trout-Guerrero thing. That's a pretty hefty uniform. It's kind of like the Rangers number 10 was worn by Jim Sundberg and Michael Young. But, that's kind of interesting.
I literally just got off the phone with Maria, who covers the Angels, for those who aren't aware of that. And we were talking about what will happen. And it sounds like, you know, maybe Mike Trout's number 27 could also be retired twice. But it sounds like they'll probably let one of baseball's best keep number 27 as long as he wants it, TR.
Well, I think Mike Trout will do honor to Vladimir Guerrero's number 27. It's not like the utility infielder trying to fill the shirt.
Absolutely. All right, a little bit of news to get to, TR. John Neese signing a minor league deal last week. Now, Rangers fans will know him from his time with the Mets, but TR, can they expect Neese to impact the club out of spring training on opening day, and where do you see him slotting into the rotation?
Well, he's not going to make the rotation unless there's an injury or unless he's, you know, makes a dramatic comeback. You know, this guy's coming off knee surgery and didn't even pitch in the big leagues last year, so I don't think anybody's expecting him to be on the opening day roster in the rotation. And again, unless there's an injury, you know, this is a guy who might be able to make the team as a long reliever out of the bullpen or another left-handed arm. But, you know, they need pitching depth badly. I mean, they got a starting rotation of Cole Hamels, Martin Perez, Mike Minor, Matt Moore, and Doug Fister, but then they really have not built up the depth behind that rotation that they need to. And Neese is only a first step. They got Austin Bibb and Sturck, but they don't have a lot of depth of guys who have pitched in the big leagues and started in the big leagues before. So I think that's really what Jonathan Neese is a step for, is just to get him some depth.
Okay. All right. Thank you for clarifying that. All right. Let's talk about Joey Gallo. So Joey Gallo, TR, hits the ball hard. Everybody knows that. But let's dive a little deeper and think about some other things we can attribute to his success. And two words that come to mind are launch angle. And they didn't come to my mind on accident. I read Andrew Simon's story on MLB.com about Joey Gallo and his launch angle. But I'm wondering, can you kind of expand on this idea of why it's so important that Joey Gallo has great launch angle?
Well, Dana, I think there's a few things in play here. One is Joey Gallo is a very smart young man. His baseball aptitude is in the upper percentile. And he learned a lot last year working with his hitting coaches and working with the video and working with himself. And I think a lot of it comes down to just getting a better pitch to hit, putting a better swing on it, not chasing pitches, getting out of his mode, getting out of his plan, sticking to his plan. I think when you start getting wild swings, I think then that's when, you know, everything gets off kilter.
Yeah.
Whether it's your launch angle or your exit velocity or just anything, contact rate, whatever. I think he's just had a better plan. He was a lot smarter. And this guy knows how to play baseball, and he knows how to hit. He's not just some guy up there who just swings as hard as he can and tries to hit the ball into the, you know, Johnson Creek. This is a guy who has a pretty good idea of what he's doing up there, and he's getting better and that's what we saw last year, Danny, is that after the All-Star break, he really, really stepped up his game.
Yeah, it's really impressive. I think that Rangers fans should be excited about this guy and what he's going to be able to do and the impact he'll have, and hopefully be able to mirror that in both the first and the second half of his seasons. TR, moving on, MLB Pipeline launched a newly numbered top 100 list, and Shohei Ohtani headlines the group, of course, but the Rangers have Willie Calhoun and Leody Taveras. Did I pronounce that right, TR?
Yes, you nailed it.
Yes, nailed it. So, two guys in the top 100. What kind of impact are they going to have on the Rangers in the future?
Well, I think Calhoun's impact is immediate. This guy, Danny, goes into spring training as the starting left fielder or the leading candidate to be the starting left fielder. And they really like the fact that he can hit. He's got good contact, good control of strike zone, got some power. He's just a hitter. Now, is his defense good enough? We'll find out. He's kind of flipped between second base and left field. But this guy has a chance to be the everyday left fielder. So his impact is immediate. Taveras is a young kid, 18, 19 years old, still in the Class A league, has not made the jump yet to Double A. But this is a guy they're really excited about, a five-tool outfielder, play defense, run, hit with power. He's been a young kid as far as the level of his minor league is. Wherever he's been one of the youngest players in the league. But this is a kid that they're really high on, probably a 2 to 3 year ETA, but they really think this guy has a chance to be something special.
All right, TR, my last question for you, unrelated to baseball. Do you have a rooting interest in Super Bowl Sunday?
No, I do not. I'm a San Francisco 49er fan, and I'm just holding out for something better here in the next 2 or 3 years.
All right, TR. If you guys need any more of your Rangers fix, you can go to rangers.com and read all of that incredible work that's being done. With TR Sullivan, I'm Danny Wexelman. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.